foundation. The portion of a building, the structure, that transfers the weight of that building to the ground strata below it. The cornerstone is derived from the first stone set in the construction of a masonry foundation. Important, since all other stones will be set in reference to this stone, thus determining the position of the entire structure. Once the foundation is laid, the superstructure is built directly onto the foundation. Now, in the UK, a typical foundation is about 600 millimetres wide, 2 foot wide, about a foot deep, and traditionally you have two skins of masonry coming up, a brick on the outside and a block on the inside. And they are laid directly onto the concrete foundation, straight down the middle of the foundation, to make sure that that weight is transferred straight through the foundation and onto the ground below. Now, in the UK, the housing market, building-wise, has collapsed a little. And in our village, there's several housing sites where the work has just stopped. Whether the contractor's gone bust or they've just decided, because the time's not quite right, they can't make enough profit, they're just going to put that housing estate on ice until the market picks up and they can maximise their profit. Some of them have got the roofs on, some of them have just got the walls up, and some of them have just got the concrete poured in the foundations. Now, over the period of time, 12 months, 2 years, whatever, the environment is going to carry on happening around. And if you've ever been on a building site, that horrible, slimy mud, when it rains, just goes into the foundation trench. And when it's all dried, you can't see where the foundation trench was and where the solid ground that wasn't touched was. Now, when the contractor decides he can maximise his profit and goes back and starts clearing the site, because there's nothing wrong with the foundation as long as you just clear it up and make sure you prep it right and carry on building on it, he can go back and start building. He's got one problem that immediately faces him, and that is, where is the foundation? Two choices. Get your digger and just start digging around the site until you hit lucky, or you can go back to the original architect and ask for a copy of the plans, which show the entire site layout with all of the coordinates for the setting out of the site. Now, the logical thing to do is obviously the second one, to go back, find the original plans, and then to set out and peg out the site, so that when you start digging back to the foundations and you clear off all the dross and the debris, you can come back to exactly the right foundation. Now, on the COGIW website, under the Our History section, it says, "Our congregations in this age were established under Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong, who was the Pastor General of the Worldwide Church of God, a spiritual organism, until his death in 1986. Because Scripture clearly indicates that it is impossible to understand God's way through the human mind alone, John 6:44 and 1 Corinthians 2:14, we conclude that the profound understanding given must have come through specific revelation. We therefore concur with Mr. Armstrong's own perception that he was the apostle God sent to restore all things as prophesied by Christ in Matthew 17:11. For this reason, the Church of God in Wales strives to faithfully preserve the doctrine, practice, and organisation under which we were originally founded. Mr. Armstrong was used by God to show us where the foundation was. He continually went back to the master architect, who revealed to him where the foundations are. Now, as I mentioned, a contractor, when he decides that he's going to clean up the foundations and start digging, pegs out the positions of those foundations, and he can locate where they are. He's got to obviously clear back to the concrete base. He can't just start building on the mud that is there, because the weight of the building will not be transferred properly back to the foundation, because mud is weaker than concrete blocks and concrete foundations, and the walls will twist. also, as I said, a foundation is about 2 foot wide. If the contractor starts clearing away with his JCB and finds concrete and thinks, oh, I'll save myself a bit of time, I've now got enough to start laying my walls. What he doesn't know is whether they are on the right-hand side of the foundation, on the left-hand side of the foundation, or down the middle where they need to be. If you put them off of that centre line, the building will twist and buckle. And you will have a building that, as it goes up over time, the walls will start leaning and twisting. So you've got to make sure that that contractor clears the entire width of the foundation to know exactly where he needs to lay the foundation, blocks onto the foundation. Turn with me, please, to Amos 7. Amos 7. And we'll just see why it is important that the foundation is built correctly on. And just taking the physical analogy, as an architect, I can relate very well to building analogies, so bear with my architectural analogies. But it says here in Amos 7, and starting in verse 7, "Thus he showed me, behold, the Lord stood on a wall made with a plumb line, and with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, behold, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not pass by them any more." The temple is going to be measured to make sure that it is perfectly plumb and upright. And in order to make sure that those walls don't twist, they have to be perfectly aligned on the foundation. As it says in Acts 2:1, we won't turn there, they were gathered together in one accord. And in 1 Corinthians 1:10, again we won't turn there, it says they were speaking the same thing, no divisions amongst you, perfectly joined together. So the temple, the spiritual temple, as it is built, will not have some of the walls built on the left-hand side of the foundation, some down the middle and some on the right. You won't have some sitting on little bits of slimy doctrinal rubbish that's been left over from the last 20 years. They will all be perfectly aligned, the same level, the same line down the middle, making sure that the finished wall can be measured with a plumb line, that it is perfectly upright. It's interesting that the first temple was built off-site, and when it came together on the site, it fitted perfectly together. And I was looking at this the other day, and it just struck me that the temple now is being built off-site all around the world. We don't know where God is working, but the Church of God in Wales is putting together the website that gives the information that Mr. Armstrong had revealed to him by God to actually show where that foundation is, so that the people who want to get back on track can come back and find out where the foundation is. They will be able to clear off the slimy mud that has filled in the trench, that has covered the foundation. The COGIW website gives the architect's blueprints as they were revealed to us through Mr. Armstrong, the end time apostle. Obviously, this is an offering sermonette. Turn with me, please, to Deuteronomy 16. The work obviously needs funding, but it is not through our might that it is funded. It is through God's might that it is funded. We have to do as we are commanded. We have to show God that our attitude is in the right place. 3 times a year in Deuteronomy 16:16, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings which the Lord your God, which he has given to you. This church is a small flock, but it is providing the information in the form of booklets that have been sent out to, talking to Mrs. Bowles the other day, over 1,000 have gone out. There is the website that is compiling all of Mr. Armstrong's literature that's going to be searchable, cross-referenceable, so that any aspect can be referenced, and we can get the understanding of what Mr. Armstrong was led to show us. The ministry travel around the world to meet people and to visit them, to help them get back on track. As I said, this temple is being built off-site, and it has got to be based on the correct foundation. So in conclusion, the foundation God revealed to Mr. Armstrong has over the last 20 years or so been filled in by a muddy sludge that you would get on a contractor's site, that muddies the waters, that cannot take the weight of the structure that is bearing down onto that foundation. It cannot stand up to the same loadings that the concrete is. We need to make sure that we sweep away the false teachings and the doctrines that have been given to us. As I said, the Get Back on Track website exists to help the true Church of God clear off the debris, to build centrally onto the foundation at the correct datum, in line with the block that is next to it. Ephesians 2:19, please. Ephesians 2:19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the building being joined together grows in a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit. So around the world, God's people are being prepared, being shown back where that foundation needs to be built from. And it is the purpose of the Get Back on Track website. As I said, we are a small flock, but as we take up the offering, if our hearts and our minds are humble before God and we come in the right attitude, it doesn't matter if we give the widow's mite or more, because God will make sure that his work is done to prepare his temple ready for when his son returns. So while the offering is being taken up, there will be some offering music, which will be sung by Mrs. Paula Henderson and accompanied by Mr. Bowles, and it will be Psalm 38, Let Your Chastening Be in Measure.